Go to those who love him.
因为万事神叫万事都互相效力，叫爱他的人得益处。
So do pray for me.
所以请为我祷告。
And I hope someday I'll be able to come back to share God's blessings with you again.
我希望有一天我可以再回来与大家一起分享神的祝福。
The president of Bible College gives the message every year in the beginning of the school.
圣经学院的
院长，
院长每年开始的时候要给全院的一个讲演。
He speaks the same topic every year, the first chapel.
每一年他都讲同样的信息。
The title of this is his message is "Don't quit too soon."
他的讲题的主题题目就是不要做半途而废的人。
Because every school year you have new students coming in to study.
因为每一年的开始都有新的学生来学习。
You know, some new students after a few weeks, they begin to get discouraged.
有的学生经过几个星期以后就开始失望。
Because of too much homework.
因为有很多的功课要做。
And then sometimes these students are married and they have some family problem to take care of the children.
有的学生已经是成家了，他们有家庭的孩子，还有家庭的其他的事情。
So they could not carry on the school the study.
所以他们就不能专心的做他们的上课。
So they often drop out and then left the school.
他们经常都会退学，然后离开学校。
And then they left God's calling not to become a missionary or minister.
然后他们就离开神的呼召，就不能成为传教的使徒，传教。
So this president give them some encouragement and warning.Don't quit too soon.
所以这个院长每年就给他的新学生讲，不要做一个半途而废的人。
Now in our life, we often do things halfway through and then we quit.
在我们的生活当中，我们往往经常会做一些事情，然后我们就离开了。
Now especially we have some young people here today.
特别是今天我们有一些年轻人。
You finish high school.
你结束了高中。
You enter into college.
你进入了大学。
And then you have a great plan. Your parents want you to become an engineer or a doctor or a lawyer.
你可能有很好的计划，特别是你的父母希望你成为一个工程师，成为律师，成为医生。
And then pretty soon you find out there's so much homework to do.
很快你会发现有太多的家庭作业要做。
And you could not concentrate, discipline yourself to study.
你就不能专心，不能有足够的条例来使自己专心于你的学习。
And then you use all kinds of excuses and go home to tell your parents, that mom and dad, I cannot continue my study.
然后你有很多的借口，你回家跟你的爸爸妈妈说，我不能继续我的学业了。
You become a school dropout.
你就成为一个退学的人。
So we need to know in our life, don't quit too soon.
所以你要知道在我们的生活当中不能做一个半途而废的人。
Especially in our Christian life.
特别是在我们基督徒的生活当中
，We have seen some Christians, they become a spiritual dropout.
我们看到有些基督徒就做成为属灵上半途而废的人。
Even in the days of our Lord Jesus Christ,
就是在我们主耶稣基督的那个时候
，According to the records of the Gospel and especially Gospel of John, and one time Jesus Christ performed a great miracle to feed 5,000 people, men, not including children and women.
根据使徒的记载，特别是约翰福音的记载，有一次主耶稣做了一个很大的，行了一个很大的神迹，用五饼二鱼喂饱了。除了妇女和孩子，有5000人的一个神迹。
they said, this man, this guy, is the answer of our life.
他们就说，这个人是我们生活的是需要的。
He is able to solve our material problem.
他能够解决我们物质方面的一切的问题。
So they want to make him king.
所以他们就想高他为王。
Well, this is a reality in today's politics.
这就是我们今天政治生活的实际。
In the election, both candidates always promise change, change, change.If you elect me, everything will be all right. Everybody will have a home, will have an automobile to have chicken in the pot.
就是在竞选的时候，那些政治家就应许说，我们要改变，改变的一个程度，就是每一个家庭都有汽车，每一个家庭都有早上都有鸡可以吃。
The Lord Jesus Christ.Refuse to follow their wishes.
I'm sorry.
The Lord Jesus Christ refused to follow their wishes.
我们的主耶稣基督就不就拒绝按照他们所希望的去做
Because his first coming wasn't to become a king.
因为他第一次来不是要成为一个王。
The second time he comes, he will be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
第二次来，他要成为万王之王，万主之主。
So these people were very disappointed.
所以那些人就非常的失望。
And many of them left Jesus Christ not to follow him.
所以当时就有很多的人离开了耶稣基督，不追随他。
These were the spiritual dropout.
那些人就是属灵上半途而废的人。
Now, if you ask me, are they saved? I cannot answer you.
这样你问我，他们得救了吗？我不能回答你这个问题。
I will let the theologian debate this matter, whether these people were saved or not.
我宁可让神学家来辩论这个事情，他们是不是得救了。
I will let God decide whether they are saved or not.
就神能够决定他们是不是得救了。
But for us, we have to ask ourselves, if we have some trouble in life, am I going to be a spiritual dropout?
我们每个人必须自己要问自己，我们在生活当中遇到困难的时候，我们是不是会成为一个属灵上半途而废的人
？I remember after the Second World War, China was so poor.
我记得第二次世界大战以后，中国非常的穷。
So the U.S. sent a lot of material to China, like flowers and rice and all those things.
但是美国就运到中国很多的物质的东西，包括面粉、大米。
So they figure out if we give those material to the churches, not the church to distribute, that's better because the people in the church.Are very honest.
他们想，假如我们把这些物质、这些东西送给教会的人，因为教会的人都比较诚实，所以他们就可能做得比较好。
So at that time, a lot of people flock to the church because there is something to be redistributed to bring home.
所以就有很多的人到教会去，因为到了教会可以有东西拿回家去。
After the fire, listen, stop.
过了一段时间以后，这些物质的东西就停止了。
And then some of these people left the church.
然后就有很多的人离开了教会。
So the missionary called these so-called Christians wise Christians.
所以他们的传教士就称这些所谓的基督徒是大米基督徒。
When they have received life, they come. No life, they left the church.
当他们有大米的时候，他们到教会。当没有大米的时候，他们就离开了教会。
Now these things happen all the time.
这样的事情一直在发生。
This morning I'm going to share with you the message of Paul, one of Paul's co-workers.
今天早晨我要跟大家一起分享，保罗的同工，几个同工。
He became a spiritual dropout.
他成为一个 属灵上半途而废的人。
He became a deserter according to the army 逃军。
他就像军队上我们所说的逃兵一样。
This guy's name is Demas。
他的名字叫迪马。
Demas' name is mentioned in the scripture 3 times。
这个圣经三次提到迪马的名字。
The first time is in Colossians 哥罗西书第四章。Colossians chapter 4。
第一次提到他的名字是哥罗西书第四章。
And we can see at that time he was Paul's co-worker。
在那个时候，他是保罗的同工。
Let's see 第四章，我看看第几节啊？14节。
Yeah, chapter 4 verse 14.
Could you read it?
Yeah, chapter 4 verse 14. It says, "Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas send greetings."
So Paul was writing this letter to the Colossians Christian.
所以保罗写这封信给哥罗西教会的基督徒。
So his name was linked together with Dr. Luke, the writer, the author of Gospel of Luke.
他的名字与医生路加联系在一起，就是路加，就是路加福音的作者。
And then the second time, his name was mentioned in the book of Philemon.
第二次他的名字提被
腓立门书，
在腓立门书。
24节 and verse 24。
第二十四节。
It says, "And so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers."
与我同工的马可、亚历达古、迪马、路加，也都问你安。
Now this time, Paul put the Demas' name in front of Dr. Luke.
这一次，保罗把迪马的名字放在医生路加的前面。
So he was one of the workers with Paul.
所以他是与保罗同工的一位。
These two epistles were written around 60 AD.
这两封书信写在主后60年。
And then when Paul wrote the letter of 2 Timothy, it was he was at the end of his life.
当保罗写提摩太后书的时候，他是在他生命的终结的时候。
He was imprisoned in Rome for the second time.
他是第二次被关在罗马的监狱里面。
He has some feeling he is not going to live long.
他感觉到他不会再活很长时间了。
He was very lonely.
他非常的孤独。
Now, if you have a chance to visit Rome today, the tour guide will bring you to the place where Paul was imprisoned.
假如你有可以去罗马的时候，旅游的会导游者会带你到那个保罗的监狱那个地方去看。
Oh, that prison in the cell, it was dark and damp.
关他的监狱非常的黑暗。非常的潮湿。
So the apostle Paul was so lonely, and he was an old man. He was cold.
使徒保罗非常的孤独，他是一个老人，他非常的冷。
And he was writing to Timothy, asking him to bring overcoat to him.
他写信给提摩太，把他的外衣带去。
And then he was asking Timothy to bring some parchment, a 书卷 for him to read.
他也请提摩太带一些书卷来，他可以读。
And then he mentioned some names and encouraged them and remembered them.
他提到了一些名字，他鼓励他们，他纪念他们。
And verse 9 says, "Do your best to come to me quickly."For Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica.
第九节第十节说，你要赶紧的到我这里来，因为迪马贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我，往帖撒罗尼迦去了。
According to history, this letter was written in 67 AD.
根据记载，这封书信是写在主后67年的时间。
Shortly after he was sentenced to death by beheading.
就是在保罗被判刑判处死刑以后。
So we want to see this Demas, his failure in his life.
我们来看一下提马在他生命当中的失败。
Now I have no question about his salvation.
我不怀疑他已经被得救。
Because he has been Paul's co-worker.
因为他本来是保罗的同工。
But he became a spiritual dropout, a spiritual deserter.
但是他成为属灵上一个半途而废的人，成为一个逃兵。
Now his failure can become a great lesson for us to learn.
他的失败是我们每一个人学习的，值得我们学习的地方。
I want to pick three words in this verse, you know, three action words to share with you together.
我想跟大家一起分享这两节经文的三个动词。
The first one, Demas, for Demas, he loved this world.
第一个动词就是说，他贪爱现今的世界。
In our Chinese translation, we put 贪爱。Actually, in the original text, there's no 贪。He loved this world.
他爱世界。
Now, this word world doesn't mean this nature. It's a beautiful nature God has created.
这里说的世界不是说这个自然界，就是这个非常美丽的神所创造的这个自然界。
It means 这个潮流this the age or the period of our age.
他说这个是这个是这个时代这个潮流这个市场的事情。
Now for instance, some people say our period of time now is.Post-modern and post-Christian age.
就像有的人说，我们现在所处的时代是现代、后现代，或者说基督徒时代之后，基督教后代之后，我想。
We don't need Christianity anymore.
他说我们不需要，再不需要基督教了。
Technology is able to solve every problem in life.
科技可以解决生活当中一切的问题。
So it's no use to go to church to become a Christian.
那就不需要到教会里面成为一个基督徒了。
So this is the kind of period we are living in.
所以我们现在所住的生活的时代就是这样的一个时代。
And Dima, I don't know what kind of situation in that time, but he loved that period of time.
Dima, 我不知道他当时具体的情况是怎样，但是他。爱当时的世界。
Now, if love is misplaced, it will become a tragedy.
就是爱放错了地方，就会成为悲惨的事情。
We in this world, we exist, we live because of love.
在这个世界上，我们生活，我们生活是因为有爱在里面。
Parents love children.
父母爱他们的子女。
If parents don't love children, how can children survive?
假如父母不爱他们的子女，他们的孩子怎么长存活呢
？Husband and wife should love each other.
丈夫与妻子应该彼此相爱。
If they are not faithful to one another, how can the family survive?
假如他们彼此不忠诚的话，这个家庭如何存在呢
？If people in the society cheat each other, how can the society become strong？
就是这个社会人与人彼此欺骗，这个社会如何能存活呢
？So the family, the society, a nation live on love。
所以一个家庭，一个国家。这个世界 活在爱的里面。
If we misplaces love, everything will be gone.
假如我们把爱放错了地方，这些都不复存在。
Today, people misplace their love.
今天，人把爱放错了地方。
They love several things. F, I call F.
他们爱一些事情成为 F 的事情。
Food, F O O D.
他们爱食物开始的字母是个 F。
Fun, the entertainment, all kinds of ball games and concert and those things. Entertainment, you look at the newspaper, you know it.
他们喜爱娱乐，就是那些迷各样的迷。
Then the latest fashion,
就是还有那个潮流对吧？最时髦的潮流。
You read newspaper.Practically every day there's a section of fashion.
假如你看报纸的话，差不多每一天都有一栏是讲潮流。
People place their love on those things.
人把他们的爱放在那些事情上。
Now, Christian, we have to focus our love on the right thing.
作为基督徒，我们要把我们的爱放在正确的地方。
Focus our love on God.
把我们的爱放在神那边。
Focus our love in our family.
把我们的爱放在我们的家庭里面。
Our spouse, our children, our parents.
我们的放在我们的配偶，放在我们的子女，放在我们的父母那里。
If we misplace our love, sooner or later, the first thing will become a spiritual dropout.
假如我们把我们的爱放错了地方，用不多长时间，我们就可能成为一个属灵上半途而废的人。
We stop going to church.
我们就不再到教会去。
We stop reading the scripture.
我们不再读经。
We stop.Praying to God.
我们不再向神祷告。
Until some drastic things happen, then we're so afraid.
只等到有一天，非常突发的事情发生，我们就非常的害怕。
And then we stop complaining, God. Why, God? Why you don't love me? Why I have such a bad thing happen to me?
我们就开始向神抱怨，神啊，你为什么让这些事情发生在我身上
？And then sometimes in those situations we cannot handle it。
在这样的时候，那样的突发事件发生的时候，我们就不能面对那些事情。
So we have to watch ourselves。
所以我们必须注意我们自己。
Am I loving God or the things of the world?
我是在爱神呢，还是爱世上的事情呢
？Demas became a spiritual dropout, a deserter in God's rank, because he loved these present ages.
底马成为属灵上半途而废的人，成为神军队的一个逃兵，因为他爱。是这样的事情。
Now let us look at the second verbal word.
现在让我们看第二个动词。
And then Paul says, "Has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica." Deserted me.
保罗说，他离弃了我，往帖撒罗尼迦去了，就离弃。
He should have stayed with Paul at this time.
在这个时候，他应该与保罗在一起。
But he deserted Paul. He left Paul.
但是他离弃了保罗。
Now, as I look at his situation, I mean, Demas' situation, he may be thinking, "Well, if I stick with Paul, I will have no future."
我来想一下，迪马的当时的处境，他也可能在想，假如我与保罗在一起的话，他没有明天。
I may be end up in imprisonment also.
我有可能也被关在监牢里。
I'm still a young man.
我仍然还年轻。
I better to plan my future.
我最好要计划我的明天打算。
So he left his mentor behind.
所以他就离弃了他的离弃了他的他的老师。
This is Dima's problem.
这就是迪马的问题。
Let us look at ourselves.
让我们来看一下我们自己。
Because our love was misplaced. Because our love was misplaced.
因为我们以前我们的爱放错了地方。
And then it's easy for us to drop all the things we have been doing. It is easy for us to drop all the spiritual things we have been doing.
我们就非常容易放下一切的属灵的事情，我们一直在做的属灵的事情。
So we become a spiritual dropout.
我们就成为一个属灵上半途而废的人。
One time, an old lady saw a little girl on the street.
有一次，一个老妇人看到一个街上的孩子。
And she asked the girl, "Hey, do you go to Sunday school?"
她就问这个小女孩，说你去教会的主日学吗
？She said, "No."
她说不去。
I used to go, but now I don't go.
她说我以前去现在我不去了。
And the old lady said, "Why don't you go to church now?"
那老妇人就问你现在为什么不去教会了呢
？She said, "Well, one time." Our church has our Sunday school planned a picnic.
有一次我们教会计划一个野餐。
And we all pray for good weather.
我们大家都祷告要一个好天气。
And then that day, when we got ready for the picnic, it rained.
但是那一天，当我们都准备好野餐的时候，下雨了。
God did not answer our prayers.
神没有应许我们的祷告。
I'm mad at God.
我就对神很气愤。
That's why I don't go to Sunday school.
所以我就不到教会去了。
You may laugh at this little girl.
你可能会笑这个女孩。
Sometimes it could happen to us.
有时这些事也会发生在我们身上。
We pray for such certain things.
我们祷告求神给我们一些事情。
God doesn't answer our prayer.
神有时候不答应我们所祷告的事情。
So we became angry.
所以我们就对神恼怒。
God doesn't answer my prayer. No, I don't want to go to church.
神不听我的祷告，所以我就不到教会去了。
You become a spiritual dropout.
你就会成为一个属灵上半途而废的人。
Concerning prayers, we have to be very careful.
关于祷告的事，我们必须要非常的谨慎。
God always answers our prayers.
神一直会答应我们的祷告，应允我们祷告。
Sometimes God says yes.
有时候神说是的。
Sometimes God says no. This is an answer also.
有时候神说不行，这也是神的一种回答。
Because sometimes the timing is not right. God did not answer our prayer right away.
有时候因为那个时间还不成熟，所以神就不马上答应我们的祷告。
So God wants us to be patient to wait for Him.
神希望我们有耐心来等候他。
Sometimes our prayer requests are just not according to His will.
有时候我们的祷告的事情不符合神的旨意。
It's for our desire.
是为了满足我们的需要。
God says no.
神就说不行。
So do not become a spiritual dropout.
所以不要成为一个属灵上半途而废的人。
Now let me conclude with the third point.
那么来看第三点。
For demons, because he loved this world, has departed, deserted me, and has gone to Thessalonica.
因为底马太善意的世界就离弃了我离弃了保罗，到了帖撒罗尼迦去了。
Thessalonica is not a sinful city.
帖撒罗尼迦并不是一个罪恶的城市。
Oh, there are a lot of sinful cities like Corinth and other cities.
当时有很多充满罪恶的城市，像格林多一样。
But Thessalonica was some God's plan for him to go.
但是帖撒罗尼迦并不是神计划让他去的一个地方。
Anything we go, we do anything or any place we go, if it's outside of God's will, that is wrong.
任何一个我们去的地方，假如不附在神的旨意当中的话，就是错的。
So in our life, when we plan things, we have to find out it is God's will for me to move to her to take on this job, and so.
所以在我们的生活当中，每一个每件事情，我们必须要想，这是不是神的旨意，让我换这个工作，让我们换这个地方。
And some of you may be facing unemployment at this time.
你们当中有的人可能碰到失业的事情。
And then you are waiting for God's, you know, plan guidance to land for a job.
你在等待神给你引导找到一个新的工作。
And then, lo and behold, several jobs came.
突然就是有好几个工作都来了。
Now you have to decide which job you want to take, which place you want to go.
你需要决定哪个工作你要选择哪个工作，到哪个地方去。
Well, naturally, in our plan is, whatever company always need the highest salary, I'll take it.
在我们的思想当中，其实哪个工作哪个公司给我的工资最好，那我就到哪个地方去。
Or whichever company offer me more fringe benefits, I will take it.
哪一个公司给我一些附属的就是福利好的，我就去。
That's only a really ordinary Christian will decide their plan.
这是我们一般的平常的基督徒所计划对我们的计划。
Years ago, I was a pastor in a church in Detroit, Michigan.
多年前我是在密西根一个教会做牧师。
And a sister came to our church.
有一个姐妹到我们教会里。
And later on, I found out.How she decide God's plan in her life.
后来我就知道神他如何发现神在他生命当中的计划。
I learned precious lesson from her.
我学到了一个宝贵的功课。
She studied pharmacies to become a pharmacist.
她是一个药剂师。
And at that time, it was so easy to find a job in the drug companies.
当时作为一个药剂师很容易在药厂找到工作。
And several companies offer her job.
有好几个公司给她工作。
So she will travel to different cities to be interviewed.
她就到好几个城市去面谈。
And so this dear sister had a very simple plan.
这个亲爱的姐妹有一个很简单的计划。
She said,If I go to the city, if there's a Chinese church, I could serve, I could worship together with Chinese Christian, I will take it as God's will.
他的计划就是这个城市有一个中国人的华人的教会，我到那个教会可以服侍，那么我就想这是神给我的计划。
Now, 40-50 years ago, there were very few Chinese churches in North America.
40-50年之前，在北美很少有华人的教会。
And then she went to New Jersey, New York, and other places. And then finally, she came to Detroit to be interviewed by this Park Davis and a drug company.
当时他就到新泽西其他的地方，到了底特律去面谈。
And finally, she thinks this is a place.
最后他就决定，那就是神要他去的地方。
Because she found a church, I was a pastor in the church.
因为他找到了一个华人的教会，我当时在那个教会做牧师。
And then she worshiped together with us.
他就与我们一起敬拜神。
And then she became a Sunday school teacher.
他成为当时主日学的老师。
And then when we started mission program, she became a member of the mission committee.
当时我们成立宣教师的宣教师的
宣教牧师
差遣委员会，他就成为一个其中的一员。
But you know, when a person honors God, God will honor him or her.
当一个人尊崇敬畏神，神就会给他尊荣。
When she came to the church, she was single.
当她到这个教会的时候，她是一个单身。
And during the time of the church, she met a very nice guy.
在这段时间，她就遇见一个非常好的
男子
，好的男士。
And then they fell in love.
他们就爱上了对方。
And then they got married. I was the pastor to officiate their wedding.
他们就结婚了。我当时就是主持婚礼的牧师。
The husband later on became an elder of the church.
她的丈夫就成为教会的一个长老。
They two build a happy home.
他们两个人建立了一个非常幸福的家庭。
They raise up two godly children.
他们有非常敬畏神的子女。
Look at her. She loved God first.
我们来看她，她首先爱神，把神放在第一位。
And she will go with God's people to serve to God together with God's people.
她要到一个地方，服侍神的仆人，她要与神的仆人一起服侍。
So Jesus Christ says, "If anyone serves me, God will honor him."
耶稣基督说，
若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他 ，honor him。Isn't that wonderful? God honors for those who serve Him.
神尊重服侍他的人。
So let me give you a warning. No matter what happens to you in the future.
要我给大家一个警告，不管以后发现什么事情。
God is faithful. God is gracious.
神是信实的，神是有恩典的神。
Don't become a spiritual dropout.
不要成为一个属灵上半途而废的人。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, we ask you to help us to be strong in faith.
亲爱的主，求你增加我们的信心。
That we become a faithful servant of yours.